Hey.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? We are finally back after a short little layoff while Derek was out touring his comedy madness over in Ontario.
And nearly dying in Toronto as well.
Yeah, and he had some quite a few ailments.
Yeah.
You were there.
Including this fucking thing growing on the side of my face. I don't know what that is now.
What the fuck is that thing?
I don't even know, man. Just like day one, stepping to Toronto. Like, terrible. Whoa, I'm way too high. Yeah, day one, step into Toronto, and I get a fucking bladder infection and have to run to a walk-in clinic and get antibiotics, and then 3 days later get a cold from Jared. He says it wasn't him. He's like, yeah, you're shaking everybody's hands, you're getting on planes, but I'm the one that gave you the cold. And I'm like, well,
you're
had a cold.
You're the only one that's sick, man.
I saw you, and I got the cold, and then, but he is right. I get sick every time I'm on a plane, so who knows?
That's that recycled air, man. It's not good for you. I get sick every time I go traveling as well.
I'm serious. I'm going to Halifax and St. John in May. I'm wearing a fucking mask on the plane.
Yeah,
time.
Might as well.
I'm going to be shit. Like Chinese touristing out, man. Like,
why not?
Because they do that because they're smart, apparently. I used to think they were paranoid, but I'm like, yeah, you know what? Because I saw there was a Chinese girl in the walk-in clinic that I went to, and she was wearing a mask, and I was like, shit, I should have a mask.
You know? Why not, man? Yeah. So anyway, everybody, welcome to the podcast. This is Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere, and we got a ton of shit to talk about. After
hiatus?
Hiatus. There you go. That is the word. Anyway, let's just get right into it. We've got our hands on a 3DS the other day.
Derek
picked one up, and I am blown away fucking system, man.
It's pretty awesome.
The things it can do,
the 3D is
amazing.
Like, is the least impressive thing about it.
Yeah, actually, the 3D is the kind of the least impressive things about it. And I'm kind of scared about the 3D. Like, when it gives a big warning.
Yeah.
Anyone under the age of 7, this will damage your eyes.
Yeah.
And then you play it for a while, and yeah, after 5 minutes of goofing around with it, my eyes hurt.
5 minutes is even an exaggeration. It was like 30 seconds.
Right.
You play it for 30 seconds, and all of a sudden you're going, ow, my head hurts, and you feel like you've been... What could you compare it to?
Well, it's like one of those magic eye things, man. My eyes hurt after staring at one of those things for a while as well.
I guess, because you're straining your eyes.
You're just straining your eyes so much in terms of focusing on the actual 3D that, I don't know if it's good. Is it good to work your eyes like that? What kind of studies have been done on this thing?
I found out how it works, too, and I've confirmed it. I talked to a guy at where I was buying my new TV, and he was explaining how these new 3D things, and it broadcasts one image to your right eye and one to your left.
Okay.
So if you close your left or right eye, it just becomes a still image.
Oh, really?
On the screen, yeah. I tested
that
it.
That makes sense.
So it's kind of like your eyes are both... It's like each odd frame is right eye and each even frame is left eye. That's what the guy told me. I don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
So, you know, your eyes are doing some pretty crazy things, basically seeing like every other frame, and that's what strains them. I don't know. Either way, all I know is now it doesn't bother me. Like, now I play with it. Now that I've played it for like a couple hours, it doesn't bother me anymore.
Maybe your eyes are already damaged.
Yeah, I was wondering. I'm like, oh, that's it. I fucked up my eyes, and now I can play 3DS, but I won't be able to see it in 10 years. Who knows?
And unfortunately, there's not really too many games out to even check out or really test the system with.
Yeah, I just picked up Pilot Wings. I skipped on the Street Fighter because Mortal Kombat's coming out so soon. I'm not going to take Street Fighter seriously, and so...
But yeah, it's kind of hard to play more than one game of the same genre.
It's true.
At the same time.
It's true, and I've always been a Mortal Kombat guy anyway. Street Fighter's great, don't get me wrong. It's amazing. I understand that it is the better technical fighter.
Yeah.
But Mortal Kombat's more fun.
Yeah. Anyway, 3DS, what else can we say? Just some of the stuff it does. Like when it had those AR cards, it comes with this package of cards, and you lay them out on a flat surface. And then once you focus the DS on it, images pop out of these cards, and you can then choose games. And then it actually takes your physical surroundings, like the flat surface that you laid it on, and turns that into the...
The game board.
The game board.
Yeah.
Like, by warping and, yeah, it's just, and morphing the very nature of the actual desk and stuff, it's just, I was blown away. I could not believe what I was witnessing.
And another really cool thing that I got to see, I did the archery after you left, and the dragon comes out at the end, and you literally have to move physically around the dragon. You have to, like, use your DS as a window into this reality, and you have to actually get up and move to the right.
How do you feel about that, though? Because I kind of, that's kind of the same complaint I have with, like, Kinect and Wii and Move, is that I'm not a huge fan of these physically, you know, actually having to physically move in order to play the game. After a while, it's a good gimmick, but after a while, aren't you going to get tired of whipping your DS around the room? And
yeah, you will. So it is just a neat technical gimmick, and you know, I'm interested to see what they might do with it, though. Like, I can see some way CSI they can
incorporate some games into that. It might be really cool.
Investigative stuff where you have to look for clues, and you're actually going around your apartment looking for the bloodstain. You know, you could do stuff like that now. That's interesting because it really
the potential
knows
for it is amazing, I think.
And what was that? What was the thing called? The face. The flying faces, the flying
face
heads.
Breakers? Was it face breakers?
Face breakers or something? Face flyers? I wish we had it right in front of us, but yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah, it takes a picture of your face and then it turns it into a 3D image and then has your face like attacking you.
And making faces, like sticking your tongue out and stuff. It was incredible what it did for just taking a simple picture of you and then turning you into the enemy of the game. And
it's an incredible system. Whether or not I would actually go out right now and pay $250 for it and $50 plus per game, I don't know. I mean, it's cool, but whether or not I actually want to dish out the money for it is a different story. I think
a major part of my decision was my frustration with my PSP while I was in Toronto last week, and I was just like, you know what, I'm done defending this system because it has all the bells and whistles and it's a great little system, but the games suck on it. The games just are not good. There's maybe 10 good games on the PSP in the entire history.
I've never owned one, so I've never even actually played a PSP game.
And how many good Zelda games are there on DS alone?
Zelda games alone are worth getting a DS for.
There's like 5 of them, right? So like you got half as many good Zelda games as total good PSP games. So,
well, one game I've been playing tons of lately is Torchlight.
Yeah.
I fucking love this game, man.
It's awesome.
It is the perfect dungeon crawler, I think.
Yeah.
Like, basically, it's just this one small town and, you know, a couple blocks in this town, and then it's just kind of built on, like, dungeon upon dungeon upon dungeon, you know?
It's just like Diablo.
Yeah, it's just exactly like Diablo.
It's from the makers of Diablo, and there's obvious callbacks to it. It's not a ripoff.
And a lot of improvements made. Like, when you're out in the field, you can then load up your pet. You always have a pet with you, and you can load up your pet with all your items and send him back to town and sell it all. And then he just comes back with money. It's like, brilliant. Like, thank you. I could continue on questing while I no longer have to go all the way back to town just to sell shit in order to get room for my bag. Awesome.
And
awesome.
You can give your pet fish, and they change into
Different creatures and stuff like that with different abilities.
One of the fish I have is permanently change him into a troll.
Yeah, permanently. I think you get that automatically when you start a new character. That's the one fish you get.
So should I do it? I haven't done it yet.
I don't know. To be honest, I fed it to him, and then I ended up feeding him something else after a while. So I don't think it's a huge deal.
You change your pet often.
Yeah. I'm constantly fishing and getting new fish. And
well, why does it matter? Why did you have to choose your pet at the beginning? I thought that was some huge decision.
No. I think that's just for aesthetics. You know, it's just whether you want a dog or a cat or a, what's the other one, like a dragon or something like that? Or?
It's a weird dragon looking thing. Yeah, that's what I chose, the dragon thing.
Yeah, but anyway, so I actually played through this game on PC, but this is the Xbox 360 version we're talking about, the Live Arcade, which just got released a couple weeks ago. And I think this game is made for the Xbox, man.
Yeah. I would hate to be clicking on things.
After a while on the PC, it just gets annoying, you know? And Diablo is built the same way. I think Diablo would be amazing on fucking Xbox, man. Yeah, I really hope it gets released.
Diablo 3, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really wanted to play Torchlight on PC as well, but I just have this problem where I work on a computer all day, and if I played games on a computer at night, I think I've mentioned it on the podcast before, but my hands will just get too sore. So
yeah.
I have to switch what I'm doing with my hands to avoid repetitive strain. And so I always really wanted to play Torchlight. I always thought it looked gorgeous and really wanted to play it. So I was
really
glad.
Yeah, it
looks
amazing. The colors, the graphics, the design, I think is just awesome.
No co-op is a disappointment, but Torchlight 2 will have it. No co-op.
Yeah, no co-op. No co-op or multiplayer, but I guarantee you Torchlight 2 will have it. And they're also talking about a Torchlight MMO.
That's right.
So I'm very excited for both those. And just some of the things that really shock me, you know, like when you can exit your game at any point and it will come back to that exact same spot. I was in mid-battle shut my game off and came back and the battle was still going. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm still in the battle.
Did you angrily turn it off?
No. Something happened and I had to leave right away. So I just paused it and exited then shut my Xbox off. Came back and, still in the exact same spot, man.
That is cool.
And I really don't have any complaints. One of the things, I came across one point where there was this invisible wall on this bridge and I just couldn't pass it. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on with this crazy bug? Shut the game off. An hour later, I logged in and there's a patch for the game and I was able to go through that wall.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I don't know if it was like a known issue that all of a sudden just popped up and with just like that they fixed it, or if it was a coincidence.
Probably coincidence.
Yeah, I'm assuming it was a coincidence. I don't think they could fix a problem that quickly. But
as we saw with the test drive too, it takes a while for patches to get released. It
they
got to
submit them to Xbox and then they have to approve them and that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But for a cheap little dungeon crawler, man, you cannot go wrong with Torchlight.
Nice, yeah. Too good. Torchlight's wicked for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of my only complaints is that's progressing too quickly for me. Like, I would kind of like it if I wasn't leveling so fast.
Yeah, it is just it's a proof of concept. It wasn't a proof of concept, I'm sorry. It was an independent title.
Yeah, yeah.
On PC, so, you know. With a budget, you know, people don't understand how much time it takes to make games, you know. Like,
I think it was meant to be played through more than once, like Diablo is, you know.
That's true, actually. Diablo only had 25 levels, I think, to the entire...
Yeah.
I'm probably showing myself to be really ignorant. It probably wasn't 25. Somebody's going to come on, you fucking idiot.
You moron.
Was it 25?
You never played Diablo before?
I'm like, sorry, I only play like 100 games a year. I didn't remember how many levels Diablo had. I'm preemptively defending myself against the asshole that doesn't even exist yet.
Oh, he exists. He's out there, dude. He's out there. He's getting ready to type right now.
Some people just love to hate, man.
So, hey, are you still playing DC ever since you started paying for it?
Yeah, we were going to talk about this, aren't we? I have not played DC Universe Online once since I started paying for it.
Since you started paying for it. So you played it when it was free, and then as soon as it starts charging you, you stopped. Yeah. Not that would had anything to do with your decision, I'm assuming.
The release of Test Drive Unlimited 2 had a big part of it, and it's just, I don't know. It I was not interested anymore, and I keep saying, man, you should go play it, because I paid for 3 months, and I think we're probably at about the two-month mark since I started paying now, so I probably have one full month left. But, you know, honestly, I'd way rather be playing Test Drive Unlimited 2 or Sims Medieval right now, which we need to still talk about Sims. But.
Sims Medieval. Well, you can talk about Sims Medieval, man. I've never been a Sims guy, so I know nothing about this game. I haven't even seen it.
I never played Sims 1 or 2. I did check out Sims 3 because I wanted to see what it was all about. And I understood the appeal, but it kind of just, you know, felt like playing house. It kind of feels kind
of
lame.
It felt silly to me, just the whole concept of it, just building these virtual people and having them go to the bathroom and take a shower.
And work and, you know, go on vacation. Basically, your life in video game form simplified. I'm not playing games to play my life. That's the whole point, you know. So, but I can see the appeal, especially for some girl gamers that don't want a high action game and want more of a, you know, like a casual experience. I find that a lot of, I'm not saying all girl gamers are,
you
like
call all our girl listeners lame and simple.
No, no, not that. I don't mean that at all. I've noticed.
Holy shit, almost fell off this chair.
I've noticed from conversations with a few girls that play games now that they tend to like the games that aren't as much conflict based. Not conflict, but with loud explosions and gunfire, and, you know, they want like a casual gaming experience, and I can totally understand. So anyway, Sims 3, I played for a bit, but with no direction, I never really wanted to play it. But Sims Medieval is like, they took Sims 3 and they broke it down to just hunger and energy. So now there's no, you don't have to piss and you don't have to shower and you don't have to do all those things.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And then they give you quests, and it's kind of more than managing a town of Sims or a house of Sims. You've got heroes, and you can't build your kingdom. Your kingdom, you can decorate your structures, but you can't change the construction of them at all, which was a disappointment to me, but I quickly got over it because I saw that that's not what the game was about.
Yeah.
The game was about quests and choosing the quests you want to complete, how you want to complete them, and watching how the whole kingdom progresses from quest to quest as you complete these major world events and seeing how...
Now, do eventually you like build up this huge kingdom and can go send them on battles, or is it just these individual quests that heroes go on?
No, absolutely. There's other kingdoms, and you have to negotiate your relationship with them. You can go to war with them, but none of the action is ever on camera. That's another thing you have to get over. It'll be like, you need to go slay the dragon, and then your guy like walks off into the forest, and then this little progress indicator goes across. Yeah. I was like, all right, you come back, you won, you killed them. So
dragon.
You got to get over that you're never going to see much action in the game.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a lot of reading. I know you're going to hate that. Sorry, that sounds like I didn't mean to say, but you don't like reading in your games. You've said that before.
I know, yeah.
And so, yeah, it's all just text-based story and stuff like that. But it's somehow addictive. I like coming back to it and managing the relationships of these heroes in my kingdom, because, like... My wizard and my monarch were fucking. I should say my witch and my monarch. Right. All right, and then they had a baby out of wedlock, and then just now in the latest.
Sounds so gay.
No, I'm telling you, if you've ever found Sims kind of gay, check out Sims Medieval. You might be like, this is what I needed to happen to the genre to make it enough of a game that I'll be interested
actually
in
play it.
And that's
I'll check it out, man. I'm interested. See what it's like. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad I got it, and I did inadvertently bought it. I bought it 6 months ago, actually. I pre-ordered
it,
gave them my credit card information, not knowing that they would just be like, okay, here it is, we charged you. And I was like, oh, shit. Kind of thought I was just pre-ordering, like, at EB, and that I would have to click on something to actually purchase it. So
yeah, yeah.
I inadvertently purchased it, but thankfully liked it, so.
Huh. Interesting. What, man, I don't... See this, all this stuff going on over in the Middle East now with Libya, and, you know, we're actually starting the States is actually starting to, you know, pay attention and send fighter jets over there and
I
shit
think
like
Libya's
that.
In Africa, just so you know. But
what did I say?
Middle East.
Oh yeah, you're right. Sorry. And do you know what is the reasoning for this? Because the Western world seems to be so concerned with what's happening across seas that we, you know, what's going on in Mexico is a hell of a lot fucking crazier, if you ask me, dude. There's drug lords with tanks in the fucking street cutting off guys' heads and sticking their dick in it and fucking, you know.
Sticking their dick
in
it?
Yeah, cut their dick off, and then they cut their head off, and then they stick their dick in the fucking head, and this is all on video. You can go watch it now. Sure. We can watch a clip of it.
Surely that guy deserved that. It wasn't just a random person got the dick in the head treated.
Well, there's tourists getting killed down there and shit like that.
I shouldn't mean to say deserved it, but I'm just saying it's in the Libya situation. Gaddafi went on the news and said, we are going to come into the towns, you cannot hide, we will find you in your closets and murder you, you're going to die tomorrow. And so the UN passed a resolution that said, we can't just let him do that.
We can't let him do that, but hey, Beyonce, do you want to put on a private concert for him for a couple $1 million?
Seriously.
Like, yeah. We could, that's okay, that's cool. Like,
well, he wasn't threatening
fucking
to,
Usher.
I'm pretty sure nobody's doing private concerts for him now.
Anymore? Well, he was a nice guy before?
No, he wasn't. But
he's always been an asshole. He's been a dictator for 40 years, man.
I think when he took it to the public declaration of genocide, I think that was finally what it took for the world to go, okay, I think we gotta stop this guy. Because a lot of people are like, what's the difference between Iraq and Libya? Well, the UN pass a resolution, and that's why Canada's there, and that's why Italy's there, and it's not just the US bombing the shit out of something.
But to me, Mexico seems like way more of a threat, at least to us over here. Fucking
how are you gonna?
But Libya ain't doing anything to us over here. Like,
so you want the UN to carpet bomb Mexico?
I don't want. I don't want them to carpet bomb Mexico by any means. But I think they should maybe be thinking about doing something. Yeah. There's fucking tanks in the street, man. Like, there's some crazy shit going on down there. If you think about, you know, if you're thinking about going to Mexico, you should think again, man.
The resorts are okay though, right? Like, I can still.
Safe as they used to be.
I can go to the resorts and still have Canada and Mexico, right? I can do that. I don't ever have to venture out and see any of the poverty outside and terrible things and just have go tequila see the real pouring Mexico. Off my chest on Christmas morning. It's a true story. Christmas morning, all-inclusive.
Tequila pouring off your chest.
I'm dead serious. I'm in a pool in a bathing suit, and a bartender standing on the bar by the barside pool pouring tequila into my mouth, and it's 10 o'clock a.m. Christmas morning, and it's pouring down my chest tequila.
Sounds like a clean pool.
And I'm like, yeah, and why does the world hate us? I wonder. Because this is Christmas morning for me. Anyways.
I actually feel bad for the States, man. There's nothing they can do. So Libya's crying for their help, but, you know, as soon as they actually are done helping them, they're going to be like, fucking asshole States.
Yeah.
They're gonna hate them, man.
We'll see. One crazy thing happened in that there was a fighter jet crashed, and a whole bunch of Libyan civilians came out to help, and they shot nine of them because they thought they weren't helping, and they shot them. And even a kid was shot and lost his leg, and he was like, "No, I don't hate them. They were trying to help. They're sorry. I couldn't believe
that."
Can
you really blame them though? Like, when you're on that on edge, and you got a group of people coming at you, you know.
Well, from what I understand, it was the helicopter was landing to save the soldiers, and they thought the Libyan people coming around. You can't blame them. It was an honest mistake, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah, yeah.
Seems terrible.
Well, unfortunate mistakes are made in war, man. Yeah. I mean, it's fucking war.
But, you know, it's
why are there rules?
The fact
war?
Of the matter is, though, these rebel forces that are going against them are Al Qaeda, right? Yeah. So it's kind of like the whole experience really does teach you that there's no good guys and bad guys. There's just conflicting interests and propaganda, and that's all there is. Honestly, there's really not a whole. There's no way you and I, as two assholes that sit in our apartment and play video games every night, can possibly know who really. It seems like the U.S. are the bad guys, you know, but we're kind of anti-authoritarian guys, so
yeah,
and we're Canadian, so we identify ourselves as bashing Americans. So,
why are there rules in war, man? Does that make any sense to you?
That's messed up. Yeah,
that the fact you can't use chemical weapons and you can't do that. It's like, well, it's fucking war, man. I just want to kill you and you know, win.
Yeah, I know. I don't think the rules are followed very often.
Yeah, I would assume not. Jesus.
I think basically the threat is if you use that, then we're going to nuke you, is what it comes down to. And they're saying, we won't nuke you as long as you don't do these things that we think are terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's strange. It also really makes you think, how much of this is really just a big fucking play being put on.
Exactly, dude. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's all very scary, if you ask me.
Yeah, the Muslims are claiming that this is the end times. They're saying that the new Muslim, the 12th imam, will show up, and his scriptures will lead them to the end times, where the Muslim people beat all of the other forces, but is also the end of the world. I didn't get that. So, sounds like nuclear weapons to me.
Yeah, yeah.
2012's coming up, man.
Oh, man. Fuck 2012.
I know. It's so stupid. It's
so retarded.
Well,
like,
prophecy is a mechanism, though. You predict.
How do we know that was even a prophecy? How do we know?
I know
that,
even
that
the
was
Mayans,
a prophecy.
Even Mayans, well, it's a prophecy now.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, we turned it into one.
They made a movie out of it. So.
Yeah. it all seems stupid and ridiculous. I mean, you know, a lot of those ancient texts and shit, how do we know they're being translated properly, or, you know?
You don't. Well, the important thing is if enough people believe a prophecy to be true, some crazy asshole.
I think the only thing that the Mayans ever really said was that in 2012, there's going to be a change in cycles, almost. It's the end of the cycle. I don't think it was ever said that, this is the end of the fucking world.
No, yeah, no. If you know anybody that's actually familiar with Mayan history, like, I've seen on the news Mayan people going, and they're being translated, and they're like, you got it totally wrong. Actually, it has nothing to do with that at all. And they're like, no, movies, we're going to make money.
What happens if that's just like they ran out of stone? And that was just, you know, their calendar. And that's just...
Somebody went for lunch, got eaten by a bear.
Exactly.
He's like, they're like, oh shit, that's the end of the world.
That must be the end. That's where he finished off.
Who's going to pick up after Fred left off? I don't know. Do you know how to do it? No, he was the only one that knew how to do it. Well, I guess that's the end.
Man, I heard the other day some family is suing Facebook because an EMT person posted pictures of their dead daughter on Facebook. And so now these people are suing Facebook. I don't know if they're suing for money. I think they're just suing to have either pictures taken down or the rights to the pics or something like that.
Yeah, because Facebook, as soon as you post a picture on Facebook,
it belongs to Facebook.
It belongs
right?
to Facebook. So Facebook is the person that needs to be sued because they're
so how much responsibility
rights.
Does. Yeah, so you think Facebook should be responsible for any picture that somebody's posting on there?
If they've made it part of their terms and policies to take rights of those photos, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't take rights of our photos and then we're
How
responsible.
How fucked is that, though? How are you an EMT guy and you think it's either cool or funny to post pictures of dead bodies on Facebook?
Well, I just think, you know...
Are you so desensitized to death and...
No matter where you go in the world, you're going to find examples of assholes in every occupation.
I guess so, but you're an EMT, man. You're supposed to be... Aren't you supposed to have some sort of...
And I'm sure 99% of them do, you know?
Yeah,
There's always going to be one crazy asshole that...
Yeah, I guess,
thinks that's
man.
Funny. There's a lot of discussion we've talked about on the podcast about the Japan jokes and stuff like that. There's division in the comedy community about, you know, what you can joke about and what's funny and what's not. I don't know if the EMT guy was trying to be funny or is cool or...
Who knows? What's going on with Japan lately? I haven't really heard. I heard some radiation reached the shores of BC the
I
other
tell
day.
You, it affected my life as a Western consumer because the guy told me, you better get this TV soon because the guy...
because prices are going to go up.
Yeah, the guy from Sharp came and he told me, we're not going to be able to distribute many TVs over the next year. So he's like, you better buy a TV now. You're not going to be able to get one the next year. So
that's how we... You've been affected by the tsunami.
I know.
Higher TV prices.
I had to buy my TV sooner, a few days sooner than I intended to. And the tsunami affects us all.
It affects us all.
See, here I'm making Japan jokes now. How I'm tasteless. I'm sorry if that offends anybody. I'm obviously being facetious. Like,
I think it's fucked that they're using actual credible citizens to help cool down these reactors. Why aren't they sending people that are on death row in there to go fucking keep these things cool? You know what I mean? Like, why are scientists and you know, people we hold up in society as, you know, heroes and shit out there keeping this shit cool?
Because I just don't think the death row guys would do a very good job.
They just gotta pour water on it.
We could throw them on it and film it and call it like radiation mutation hour and see what happens to people and
see what radiation actually does to you.
Yeah, man.
You got anything else you want
to... I just want to say to the listeners that came out to my shows, thanks, guys. It was awesome seeing you guys out in Ontario when I was on tour. But I was sick as shit out there. Like, if I wasn't on stage, I had my head on a table. And the show didn't go that great. I mean, I gotta cut out that song at the end. People like me, kind of, and then I sing this song that's basically a huge fuck you to everybody. Not everybody.
What? Hey, God?
Yeah, the God song, and it's just, you know, Saturday night was a perfect example. I was doing great the whole show. It's like, all right, I'm gonna sing this song now, and then I left with mediocre applause because like half the crowd is like, you just totally offended me. I didn't know you hated me. And
oh, really?
Yeah, it's I don't hate them either. It's just, I don't know. I'll stop singing the song when Christians stop voting for political parties that practice preemptive war. I'll leave the religion thing alone as soon as you stop associating yourself with right-wing politics.
Yeah, we're having another election. Yay. Fucking great.
I know.
That's more crazy. Tax dollars wasted.
Yeah, conservatives will win
fucking
again.
Elections, man.
I don't know. I keep hoping every time that something will shake it up. Somebody made an interesting point when I was in Ontario, which was that Canadians never vote anybody in. They just vote people out.
Exactly, dude.
And that's fascinating, really. It is. We wait until you've done something wrong.
Until we're just
we
so fed up with you that we just want anything else new.
And that's unbelievable because, but you know, but that just I don't know. People always say that the liberals don't put up enough of an opposition, and I don't know if that's true or not. I don't pay attention to Canadian politics. I just
I kind of lost touch of it a few years ago, so I don't really pay attention anymore either. I'm just sick of all these non-confidence votes causing more elections that do nothing but waste tax dollars, because nothing's going to change, man. The conservatives are still going to be in power.
Fourth election in 7 years.
Yeah, in 7 years. We've had four elections. Why?
Yeah.
Stop it already, man.
They're trying to kill. Like, voter apathy wasn't bad enough.
Exactly. It's like, you think that's causing more people to go out to the fucking polls and start voting? Man, I just did this.
Yeah.
Done with it.
I liked the Calgary election, though. We elected Naheed Nenshi. That was wicked.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now awesome. I get to go now, all now over the fucker's keeping all our money that the province is giving them and claiming it's for fucking fixing our roads and shit. Yet I drive out there today and it must have ran into like 15 goddamn potholes that destroyed my car.
Harsh.
That's fuck funny. You, Nenshi. Fuck you.
I didn't know that. I love going around the country and being able to say, brown mayor, brown mayor, not racist anymore. Calgary is no longer racist. At least Calgary, the rest of Alberta, you can say shit, but Calgary. There's rumors he's gay. He might be gay. We might have elected a gay brown mayor.
So open-minded we are.
That's how open-minded we are in Calgary.
Man. You got any more gaming news you want to talk about?
I feel like there was one other game I had to talk about, but I'm sure it can wait. I mean,
not much. I've just been playing Torchlight and Black Ops as usual, and that's all. I got my surround sound system the other day.
Nice.
But it didn't come with the game console adapter, so it's still useless for me. They didn't package it in for some reason.
Oh, it was just a mistake?
Yeah, it was a mistake. It was supposed to come with it, and they didn't actually package it, so I'm still just sitting there with useless speakers right now.
My new TV is thinner than my old one, so I can't put the center speaker on top anymore. Man. So now I've got a serious surround sound issue in my own apartment here.
Yeah, poor us, man.
Seriously, fucking expensive TV, surround sound that isn't perfect. God, fuck our lives, man.
All right, well let's wrap this up. It's been I don't want to go on for too long. I got more shit I could probably talk about, like my little nephew losing to some girls hockey team.
Oh, that's a great story. We'll talk about that next time.
Yeah, I'll have to talk about that next time. Anyway, everybody, thanks for tuning back in. We missed you all, and we got another special video episode coming out this week. So
another bet.
Another bet.
Yeah.
We'll see who wins. So keep your eye out for that. And thanks for listening to the podcast. We will see you bitches next week.
Bye.